online,
on your smartphone,
from the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
An investigation found pilot error was to blame for the Shoreham Airshow disaster. 11 men died when a vintage jet crashed onto a busy dual carriageway in Sussex in August 2015. The air accident report says the pilot started his stunt too low and too close to the ground. Former investigator Tony Cable tells KMFM the pilot had a lot of experience.
Experience is not necessarily a protection. It can lead to overconfidence, particularly at air shows where you... A pilot may well have a lot of his peers, the air show crowd, watching what's going on, so there might be a certain amount of pressure from that.
Well, the pilot who survived the crash is being investigated for possible manslaughter. Elsewhere, this lunchtime, a Kent police inspector has been suspended after being accused of several sex offences. He's been charged with taking and distributing indecent videos, distributing indecent images and voyeurism. The 45-year-old who used to live in Folkestone but has now moved to Essex is due in court later this month. Police say they've now started a murder investigation after a man died in a house fire in Maidstone. Another man and a woman were taken to hospital after it happened in Marsham Street on Sunday night. A 38-year-old man has been arrested and bailed on suspicion of murder and arson. A Kent man's been charged by police following a crash in Essex which killed a woman. It happened when a HGV collided with the back of a stationary car in July last year. The 54-year-old from Herne Bay is due in court, accused of causing death by dangerous driving. More than 50 cases of fly tipping were reported by councils in Kent every day in the 12 months to last April. Figures out today reveal the extent of waste that's being dumped across our county. Medway dealt with the most cases, more than 3,500. That's followed by Swell and Gravesham. Canterbury litter campaigner Sean Powman's been telling KMFM it's a real problem.
Off the Story Road, there is an area of public open space where we found at least 30 rusting fridges and freezers and car batteries leaking and, you know, kind of really quite hazardous environmental waste just being dumped there.
Comes as we're all being encouraged to help give Britain a spring clean. Events are taking place across Kent as part of the Keep Britain Tidy campaign to clear the streets of waste and litter.
KMFM Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops. Sale now on.
Football and the Gillingham boss says he wants his side to bounce straight back from a disappointing midweek defeat. They were beaten 3-1 by Swindon on Tuesday night, leaving them just 3 points off the League One relegation zone. The team are travelling to Bury tomorrow, who are just a point and place above the Gills. Here's head coach Adrian Pennock.
Obviously the big, strong, experienced, organised side. The pitch will be totally different. You know, it'll be very heavy. And also we've got a lot of rain up there as well today and tomorrow. So, we're really looking forward to it.
And football's rulemakers are meeting at Wembley this afternoon to discuss proposals to make captains the only players allowed to talk to referees about decisions on the pitch. They're also discussing the potential introduction of sin bins for yellow card offences. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
KMFM weather.
So, if we're lucky, that rain should clear to leave a dry and bright afternoon with top temperatures of 11. Staying unsettled tomorrow, then dry but windy on Sunday. Highs this weekend of 11.
Weather.
With Home Plus. For all beds and mattresses, everyone shops at Home Plus.